For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I have admitted in the past I've had arguments on the air before with Tiki, with Craig back in the day, with many callers. I enjoyed the Mike White era, and I believed in Mike White. And I believe that given the opportunity and maybe a little bit more luck when it came to health, Mike White could have been the answer. And we were teased twice. First the Halloween tease, and then the following year.
Maybe we have something here, bro.
Maybe we have something with this guy, bro. And even going back to last year, I thought it was a mistake that the Jets decided to keep Zach Wilson for another year and let Mike White go to the Miami Dolphins. We all had the same fear a year ago. Mike White, upon signing with the Miami Dolphins, would come back and kill the New York Jets. Didn't happen. And a part of why that didn't happen is because Tua was healthy and Tua played. And there was never really a need for Mike White. Now you combine it with the emergence of Skylar Thompson, at least in the eyes of that overrated Miami-looking Mike McDaniel. Skylar Thompson is now the backup for the Miami Dolphins, and Mike White got cut. He was one of the roster casualties over the last 48 hours.
That's more about money.
It's about money, sure, but I also think it's about the fact they like Skylar Thompson.
Yeah.
You know, your backup quarterback matters, especially when your starting quarterback had a history of concussions. So I'm sure money is a factor, but a backup quarterback, and I can testify for this, is really important.
Yeah. Skylar Thompson played well in a playoff game already.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, they chose him. I don't think it's all about money. Certainly mattered. So I see Mike White was released. I tweeted this out yesterday, and I stand by it, and we can have a conversation about it now. I'd bring him in if I'm the Jets. Now, I'm bringing him in as a third stringer. I'm bringing him in as potentially a practice squad guy, which may not last long, I understand. Like, someone else may pick him up. I get that. But the New York Jets right now, and I was there Saturday night, do not have a third string quarterback. With all due respect to Adrian Martinez and his family and the Peasley family.
Peasley.
Those guys were here just to play football while the veterans didn't play. And while my sons loved watching Adrian Martinez hand a football to Izzy Abanaconda and then run, Adrian Martinez ain't playing for this team. But I have expressed this slight worry that I have. Slight worry. And my slight worry is Aaron Rodgers is 40. He's coming off an Achilles. There is no guarantee he's going to play 17 games. Tyrod Taylor is a backup that I love. I think he's a very good backup. I'd argue he's one of the best backups in the league. But Tyrod Taylor has a history of not being able to stay healthy.
Which is why he's not one of the best backups.
Totally. That's a point against him. Totally
we just learned this and live this on the other side.
Who's the best backup quarterback in the NFL then?
Gardner Minshew.
Isn't he going to play? Isn't he the starter?
Did they name that yet? I thought Aiden O'Connell was going to be the starter.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the starter.
Okay, so then Aiden O'Connell. Okay.
Aiden O'Connell's the best backup in the NFL?
Give me either one of those Raider guys.
You would take Aiden O'Connell over Tyrod Taylor?
I would. Yeah, I like his young upside.
That's ridiculous.
I watched him beat your team on Sunday Night Football. I was there late.
Well, okay, we're talking about a backup quarterback.
This is not a knock on
for a handful of games, not the future. Yes, Aiden O'Connell has a high future potential, more so than Tyrod Taylor, but that's why you can predict the Jets to win as many games as you want. You're a hater.
I'm not a hater. Tyrod Taylor throws a great deep ball. I witnessed him not even know how many timeouts they had left versus Buffalo, but more importantly, every stop he goes to, he gets hurt, and the key to being a good backup quarterback, number one, is not to lose you games.
Yes.
Number two is you better be a guy who remains healthy and not plays reckless.
By the way, that part I agree with, and that's why when I see Mike White's available, I bring him in.
Yeah,
the Jets are going to need, potentially need, hopefully never need, but potentially need a third-string quarterback.
Yeah.
And so I know the NFL just announced the NFLPA rejected the new potential rules for an emergency quarterback. But the Jets need a third quarterback, and Mike White's perfect.
Yep.
Now, I was having arguments with friends. One guy said, the Jets can't bring that stench back. I was like, that stench?
Locker room loved him. They were wearing T-shirts.
He ain't the stench. The stench just balled out against a bunch of ninth stringers yesterday. That's the stench. So I am all for bringing Mike White back home.
Get in line. Giants need him more.
You want Mike White?
Mike White's better than Drew Locke. Mike White's better than Tommy DeVito. And if you're looking at him for your third quarterback, I'm looking at Mike White for my second quarterback.
You can't dump Drew
Locke
that
quick. And if Mike
White
was a free agent at the same time Drew Locke is, I would hope that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll would have the wherewithal to go, I'm going to go with Mike White.
But you're concerned about Tyrod Taylor's health. You could say the same about Mike White. Mike White's had a tough time staying healthy, too.
I totally get that, which is why I would keep DeVito, which is why I'm not dumping DeVito. DeVito's important as a third quarterback. Drew Lock, I watched enough of him in that week, one of the preseason. I watched enough of Drew Lock's career in general. People fell in love with Monday Night Football when he beat the Eagles. Look, everything you want to say about bad quarterback play, and we've seen plenty in this town.
Yes.
Drew Lock stinks. Daniel Jones gets hurt or they choose to rest him. I would much prefer Mike White giving me a chance to win a football game than I would Drew Lock.
Here's the problem. If the Giants are offering him the backup quarterback job and they're not, that's just Sean's fantasy.
Of course.
He would take that over the Jets because the Jets are not offering him the backup job. And I admit that. Like, you're not offering him a backup job. But you're giving yourself protection in case the worst case scenario happens, which is a 40-year-old off an Achilles can't stay healthy and a backup quarterback who always seems to get hurt at every stop can't stay healthy.
But that being said, if it comes down to Mike White versus Tommy DeVito for the third quarterback, I'm taking Mike White, too.
Wow, you've turned on Tommy.
I haven't turned on
Tommy. This is the guy that you cried about last year. I think we have our quarterback.
Tommy DeVito is also better than Drew Lock. I'm saying if I was running...
Oh, my God, you're so down on Drew Lock.
I'm just telling you, if I was running the team, Drew Lock would not be here. But I have to play within the lines of which my general manager and coach are running the team. If it comes down to it, I would rather have a guy like Mike White trustworthy down the line to do that. I would hate to give up on DeVito because I do think he can develop into a backup quarterback in this league. But he takes 1,000 sacks.
Oh,
and
my
just,
God.
You know.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.